Dhritarashtra said, O Sanjaya, after assembling in the place of pilgrimage at Kurukshetra, what did my sons and the sons of Pandu do, being desirous to fight?
So, the history is that same family, there was dispute who would occupy the throne. Dhritarashtra, and actually he was the eldest son of the king, and next was Pandu. Dhritarashtra was the eldest son, but he was blind, bodily defective. Therefore, he was not awarded the throne. His next brother, Pandu, he was offered the throne, but he died very early age, young man. When these Pandus, the five sons, Yudhishthir, Maharaj, at that time not Maharaj, Yudhishthir, Bhim, Arjuna, Nakula, Sahadeva, they were very small children. They were taken care of by Dhritarashtra and other elderly family, Bhishma Dev. He was the grandfather of the Pandavas. He was the elder uncle of Dhritarashtra. Bhishma was elder brother of Dhritarashtra's father. He was so old. And he was actually, the kingdom belonged to Bhishma. But he remained a brahmachari. He did not marry. There was no issue of Bhishma there. Therefore, his nephews, Dhritarashtra and Pandu, they were inherited. Now, after the death of Pandu, there was conspiracy. Dhritarashtra wanted that actually this is my kingdom. Now, somehow or other, I could not get it. Now my brother is dead. So if I do not inherit, why not my sons? This was the politics. Politics are always there. And envious, jealousy, this is the nature of this material world. You cannot avoid. The king or the government must be representative of God. Therefore, according to Vedic civilization, king is offered as good respect as to the Supreme Personality of God. King is called Naradeva. Naradeva. That means God in human form. King is given. Why? Because he acts as the representative of God. He cannot be jealous to any living entity, at least born in his kingdom. So, these persons, these Dhritarashtra and his sons, they are jealous. How they could give protection to the citizens? They are themselves jealous. Just like nowadays, all these politicians, they are jealous. They cannot give any protection to the citizens. They are simply interested with their party politics. They have no time even to think how to give nice protection to the citizen so that they may feel happy always that we have got a good government, there is no cause of anxiety. We have got sufficient food, sufficient protection, sufficient opulence, everything sufficient. That is good. So, here, Dhritarashtra, he is jealous. he cannot give any good government. Krishna knew it. Krishna sent a messenger, O Krura. He have read in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Before this battle of Kurukshetra from Dwarka, he sent his uncle, O Krura, just go to Hastinapur, New Delhi, and see what is the situation. So Krura understood that Dhritarashtra was planning something. So he talked with him that why you are implicated in such planning. Krishna does not want you. Although Dhritarashtra knew that Krishna was the Supreme Personality of God. So Dhritarashtra said that I know that what I am planning, that is not good. I know Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God, and he has requested me. But I tell you frankly, I cannot do without. So when Krishna will be pleased upon me, I may be. So this is the position of the materialistic person. A materialistic person knows that he is sinful. A materialistic person knows that whatever he is doing is wrong. But he cannot check. Those who are very sinful, they get experience by hearing and by directly seeing also, still they cannot check from sinful activities. Dhritarashtra, by his sinful activities, he became so much fallen that he did not hear anybody's advice, Vidur's advice, Bhishma's advice, that don't plan like this. They are rightful owners. The Pandavas, they are rightful owners. They are minor, but don't try to cheat them. But Dhritarashtra. So when the planning was complete and the war field was set up at Dharmakshetri Kurukshetra. Dharmakshetra means Kurukshetra, that place is a pilgrimage. People still go to observe religious ritualistic performances, and in the Vedas, there is injunction, Kurukshetre Dharma Machari. If you want to perform some ritualistic ceremonies, religious, then go to Kurukshetra. So Kurukshetra is a Dharma Kshetra. It is not a fictitious thing, just like rascal commentators, so called. They say Kurukshetra means this body. It is not that. As it is. Try to understand Bhagavad Gita as it is. Kurukshetra, Dharma Kshetra. It is a place of religion. And especially when Krishna was present there, it is already. Why this house? Before our occupation, why this house was an ordinary house? Now it is temple. It is Dharma Kshetra. It is a religious place. Why? Because Krishna is there. Krishna is there. So, either you take Kurukshetra, ordinary place, but because in the battlefield Krishna was there directing Arjuna, so it is already Dharma Kshetra. So, formerly, people were religiously trained up, so they could not speak lies in a Dharma Kshetra. That is still the practice, just like in the Western world, the Christians go to the church, they admit confession. Yes, I have done it. But that has become a formality. But actually, one should admit in religious place that yes, I have done it. But that does not mean you admit and again, do it. No. You admit once, then you are excused. But don't do it again. So here, Dhritarashtra says, Ji, Samavita Jujutsava, all these people, my sons, Mamuka, that means my sons, and Pandava, and my brother Pandava, Samavita, they assemble. What is the purpose? The purpose is Jujutsava. This word Jujutsu is still used in Japan. Perhaps you know Jujutsu, fighting. So Jujutsu, those who are desirous of fighting. Now, both the parties were desiring to fight and they assembled. Why he is asking question, Kima Kuruvata? What did they do? Because he was a little doubtful that these boys, after being assembled in Dharmakshetra, they might have changed their ideas. They might have settled up. The sons of Dhritarashtra might have admitted, yes, Pandavas, you are actually the owner. What is the use of unnecessary fighting? So he was very much anxious whether they have changed their decision. Therefore he is asking. Otherwise there is no question of asking. Kima kurva? Just like if you are giving food, if I ask somebody that such and such gentleman was served with nice dishes, then what did he do? This is foolish question. He would eat. That's all. What is the question of what did he do? Similarly, when it is already settled up that they were to fight, there is no such question as Kima Purvata, what they do, did they do? But he asked this question because he was doubtful whether they had changed their opinion. Kima Purvata Sanjaya, he was asking his secretary, he was blind man. He was always conducted by secretary Sanjaya, a very faithful secretary, and he is explaining the Bhagavad Gita, and by experiencing, by television within the heart, that art is not yet developed. We have got television through machine, but there is another television. You can see within your heart everything, what is going on outside. So that television was known too, that will be explained by Sanjaya, that by the grace of Vyasdev, he learned this televisioning. And he was sitting with his master within the room, and he was actually seeing how the fighting is going on. And he was explaining.